Welcome to the Home Study Course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Therapy Strategies for Treating Sexually Abused Boys. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Catherine Appleton, and I'll be the narrator of this 2-CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with sexual abuse. As each case study is given, if the concept seems to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content, either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or a group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable, thus we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind there is nothing trick or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD set. For the purposes of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your setting. When you hear the words therapist, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapist cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss isolation, disempowerment, individual versus group therapy, family participation in therapy, therapeutic challenges, sexual identity, post-traumatic stress disorder, social pressure, environment concerns, anger issues, anger management, the cause of anger, anxiety, and depression with sexually abused boys. So, let's get started. First, I would like to address cross-gender issues. Granted, it is beneficial in many cases if a boy has been abused by a female that the therapist be male. However, with the specific cases I have dealt with regarding sexual abuse of boys, there has been extenuating circumstances that made the referral appropriate. In several of the cases, I was involved with the boy via a school setting and we had a prior working relationship. In all cases, the client was offered the option of seeking help with a male therapist. If that request was made, the termination and transfer process was initiated immediately. On the rest of this track, we will examine isolation as well as the power figure and guided visualization exercise. In today's culture, it is generally believed the sexual abuse occurs significantly more with men and women rather than with men and men. This arises from the concept that men, and in this case, even young boys, can defend themselves more readily than girls. Also, as commonly thought, most people believe the term sexual predators literally, in the idea that the abuser is looking for sexual gratification. In fact, the case of sexual abuse, the gender of the victim is most of the time inconsequential, as you probably are aware. According to a study conducted by the Children's Hospital Medical Center of Cincinnati, 11.2 boys per 1,000 children were abused, compared to 12.8 girls per 1,000 children. As you can see, there is only a slight difference between the number of cases of boys sexually abused and girls sexually abused. One such case of mine, Andrew, age 13, had a similar preconception about sexual abuse. Andrew had been abused by his uncle at the age of 7. Andrew immediately told his single father about the abuse, but his father was unwilling to acknowledge it. For 4 years, Andrew felt isolated and was told to keep the secret in the family. Andrew told me, "My dad made me believe that only gay guys did that to boys and that my uncle was not gay. He said that only girls got abused." I told Andrew that what his uncle did to him was a means of making Andrew feel weak and powerless. To help Andrew with his feelings of isolation and disempowerment, I found the power figure exercise beneficial. I asked Andrew to think of people such as movie characters, real-life heroes, or even family members that he deemed as powerful. I then asked him to write down why he thought those people were powerful. To help Andrew, I gave a simple definition of power. Here's the definition of power I gave Andrew. Power refers to the ability to influence or control things or people. A person can have influence with another because of his role or position or because of his relationship with another. Here's the definition of control I gave Andrew. Control refers to the ability to govern, regulate, or manage something or someone. It also refers to exercising power over or dominating another person. I also emphasized to Andrew that power, in the sense that it is used in therapy, refers to power over oneself and not over another person. Surprisingly, Andrew chose the historical figure in this power figure exercise of Gandhi, who he had studied in class, and who he said had power over the British. I asked Andrew how Gandhi achieved this power, and he said, "By standing up to the bad guys and driving them out, but he never did hurt anybody." Andrew emulated the figure of Gandhi because he had used a nonviolent means of controlling his surroundings. Unfortunately, many clients do not have the healthy view of power that Andrew does. Sometimes this exercise reveals boys' belief that power equals sex and anger, as you are very well aware. As you know, these types of responses give an important clue regarding which client will need insight in developing a sense of empowerment. We will discuss this more in detail on the next track. With Andrew, we discussed external isolation through other people. If you recall, his father denied that his uncle had abused him. Now, let's discuss the way young male clients isolate themselves. Often this results from a male client's confusion and guilt over what had occurred. And you can see that clearly happened with Andrew and the lack of support he received from his father. Anxiety and anger often accompany isolation, as you know. Without interaction with other people about the abuse, the negative emotions will fester. I find that group therapy is most beneficial for male clients that have isolated themselves for years. It helps them realize that there are other males of their age that are experiencing the same problem and facilitates their recovery. One such extreme case involved Ryan, age 17, who was abused at the age of 5. For over 11 years, Ryan refused to tell anyone about the abuse, thinking he could repress what had happened. However, as he went through adolescence, Ryan found that he was much more irritable and anxious than his friends. While they became increasingly interested in girls, Ryan found that any kind of sexual thoughts led to extreme anger and fear. As you know, extreme anger and fear and feelings of isolation can be detrimental to an individual in a group session. To quell these feelings, I found the guided imagery technique helpful. I asked the boys to find a small spot on the floor or against the wall and either lie down or sit against something, whichever made them most comfortable. I then asked them to choose a scene in nature that best gave them feelings of security and comfort. Next, I utilized a guided imagery as follows. I want you to sit back in a comfortable position and close your eyes if you can. Take a deep breath and let it out slowly. Take another deep breath and let it out slowly, even more slowly now. Pay attention to your arms. Shake them a little and then let them rest at your sides. Notice your legs. Are they in the most comfortable position? Get as comfortable as you can. See if there is any part of your body that is hurting or feeling tight. Taking deep breaths may help that part to relax. Feel comfortable and peaceful. Now, I want you to imagine you are walking down a long path surrounded by trees. It is cool and very quiet. You hear only the wind in the trees and some birds chirping. Smell the fresh air as you walk, taking deep breaths as you go. Your body feels strong and peaceful. The path takes you to a large green meadow. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and the meadow is filled with lush green grass. As you walk across the meadow, you see a clear blue pond ahead of you. Sit down next to the pond and look into the water. Reflected in the water, you see a rainbow. As you look at each color, your body feels more and more relaxed. Your mind becomes calmer and more peaceful with each color. First, you are seeing red, now orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, and violet. Take another deep breath and let it out slowly. Bring your imagination back to this room. You're with your friends and you feel relaxed and calm. When you are ready, go ahead and open your eyes. Some clients fidget and are restless during this exercise. I ask these restless clients to verbalize what they are feeling and explore the sensation for feelings of anxiety or fear. This exercise is reprinted in the back of the manual that came with this home study course, should you wish to read it during a session. Older boys downplay the importance of relaxation or guided imagery, but they usually welcome guidance in learning a new skill. On this track, we discuss the various forms of isolation that male survivors of sexual abuse experience. They experience isolation by others and isolation of themselves. On the next track, we will examine the idea of empowerment as the foundation for healing and how to build it through building a sense of responsibility and accountability, through developing understanding of power and its limitations, and through equipping themselves with knowledge and empowering skills. Question 1. What is an explanation for the idea that in today's culture it is generally believed that sexual abuse occurs significantly more with females rather than with males?